sports freaks. It's time to get your game on with the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. Now, here's your Sports Freak Hour host, Mike Morgan.
And welcome in the studio tonight. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Monday night. Make it a little bit of rain, but that's okay. I don't know about you guys. My grass could maybe use a little liquid sunshine. Start turning a little brown in a few areas. We've had some gorgeous weather. Been great football weather. And, you know, this time of year we talk a whole lot of football because that is the big thing going on right now. And we're going to do some of that again here tonight. Coming up here in a few minutes, going to bring in my old Monday night co-host from the original Monday Night Sports Freaks that we did for 20 plus years together in Asheville. Brian Hall is going to join me, talk a little bit about the ACC, talk a little bit about the Carolina Panthers. Don't know if you saw that game yesterday, but Carolina had their chances, man. They truly did, just could not find a way to get it done as they fall to on the road at Arizona yesterday. Talk to him a little bit about that. Then coming up around 6:30, we'll bring in Caron Ward, head coach of the Hendersonville Bearcats. That is our Mountain Credit Union Friday night football game of the week. We'll be at Mitchell High School. Ron Wagner will join me. First time this year, Ron's been on the call with me. Looking forward to having him back in the booth. And we'll be calling the first conference game there, brand new conference that just started this year with the new realignment and the 8 classifications. So the Bearcats will be hosting Mitchell. We'll be talking to him about that. Then coming up around 6:45, James Henderson. He is a publisher of Inside Pack Sports. Talk to him a little bit about the Wolfpack because they're playing some pretty good football. They're 3-0. The Cardiac Pack, I guess you could say, are back as they're finding a way to win. And some of the big headlines from over the weekend, don't know if you saw it or not, but Dallas Cowboys. How about Brandon Aubrey kicking a 64-yard field goal at the end of regulation? And then at the end of overtime, he kicked a 46-yard field goal as the Cowboys won a barn burner 40-37. The Kansas City Chiefs have now lost 3 games in a row dating back to the Super Bowl. First time that has happened in a while. Bears are 0-2. We're rooting for them, for Ben Johnson. Want to see him do well, their new head coach. But they got beat by his old team. The Lions really took it to him yesterday. And some bad news for a couple of players. Joe Burrow going to be out up to 3 months with a toe injury. Jaden Daniels hurt his knee. He's kind of status still unknown. J.J. McCarthy hurt his ankle. He's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks as well. So we've got injuries all over the place with some pretty good young quarterbacks. And if you love football, we have got 2 ball games tonight, doubleheader. Coming up around 7 o'clock, Tampa Bay is at Houston. And then at 10 o'clock tonight, it's the Los Angeles Chargers at the Las Vegas Raiders. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'm going to call up Brian Hall. We're going to talk a little college football and a whole lot more. You're locked into the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
What better way to take care of yourself than visiting Yoga and Massage Studio, lovingly known as YAM? Have you always wanted to try yoga but didn't know where to start? YAM offers both group and private yoga sessions for all experience levels. Stop in, and their experienced staff will help you find what's right for you. YAM also offers massage and spa treatments, including facials, body wraps, and scrubs, and Reiki. Go ahead, pamper yourself. YAM, 1620 Prefard Road, across from Laurel Park Village. For more information, go to imyam.com. YAM. Move. Strengthen.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Just steps from Main Street, there's a different kind of downtown. Welcome to 7th Avenue, Hendersonville's hidden gem, a micro-community of makers, bakers, artists, chefs, and shopkeepers, all local, all passionate, all ready to welcome you in. Discover galleries, grab a latte, browse something unexpected. 7th Avenue is where creativity meets community. Make 7th your next stop. Hendersonville's not-so-hidden treasure awaits. While you're there, be sure to visit businesses like these.
Art League's Art Place Gallery, where local and regional artists bring creativity to life. Discover paintings, sculptures, and more right here in our community. Art Place, celebrating local art.
I'm Stacy, the baker behind Mini Batch Bakery. Stop in for breads, sweets, and sandwiches, or let us cater your next event. Mini Batch Bakery, made fresh, made local.
Welcome to 7th Avenue, Hendersonville's hidden gem.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway, next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ. I'm your host, Mike Morgan, and you know, for a very long time, my next guest, he and I shared Monday nights. Matter of fact, we joked and said that we're each other's Monday night wives. So let's bring in my former Monday night wife, Mr. Brian Hall. B, how are you tonight, my friend?
How are you doing, my friend? I'm at beautiful lakeside here, Lake Tomahawk in Black Mountain. Such a great night. I had to get on the bike a little bit, so... So great to talk with you, brother.
You too, my friend. I was in your neck of the woods Friday night, called that Wes Henderson and Owen football game. And I will say the Warhorses, they're much improved than the team I saw last year.
They are. We saw them week one as they played Rosman and beat Rosman. And I think Rosman's won two games now. The last 2 weeks, I believe, that they've won. So they're an improved team too. But, yeah, the Warhorses, I thought – that Coach Faircloth, he's done a great job, you know, building this program up over here in the Valley and doing it the right way and getting the guys, you know, out there hustling and playing with a good attitude. But look, I mean, Wes Henderson, you know, that's that talent level, there's a big discrepancy there on that one. So we kept getting those score updates, and I was like, yeah, I thought it was going to be a long night in the Valley for the Warhorses, and it was. So
I tell you,
we were experiencing a rare Inca Jet win, so that was the first win of the season for Mike Sexton and his crew. And yeah, he actually mentioned you in our postgame. He said, you know, I told Mike Morgan earlier in the week that if we could just, you know, cut down these mistakes, you know, we've been getting better every week. That yeah, we felt like we'd come out with a win, you know, and that's what happened tonight.
I did not talk to Mike Sexton. He must have me confused with someone. That's pretty funny you said that.
I thought that was a strange postgame comment. I'm like,
yeah.
When, you know, he's talking to Danny, and I'm like, when did he talk with Mike Morgan? Anyway.
I did not tell you. Mike's one of my favorite people in the world. Now, Brian does, for how many years now have you done it? But he's been the play-by-play guy for the Buncombe County Game of the Week. That's over 20 years, right, that you and Sean have been together?
Yeah, this is the 26th year.
26, wow. Yeah, done it for a long time.
Yeah, started in 99.
Yeah, also
99,
the...
So it's been a good run.
Yeah, also the voice...
I'm so old doing this that I was calling Ben Johnson's, you know, state championship game, and he's quarterback, and I don't think we could ever say before that I was I called the high school play-by-play state championship of a guy that's going to be an NFL coach.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, our good friend Ben, off to an 0-2 start. Detroit kind of took it to him yesterday.
Yeah, that was not pretty. You know, I was bouncing around a little bit watching some of those games. And, you know, it was 28-14 at the half. And then it's just like the wheels came off, turnovers. They had another, you know, decent start, 7-7. But, look, Ben's got a lot of work to do with Caleb Williams.
Yep.
You know, he's a project, and the jury is still out as to whether or not he's going to be, you know, a good full-time quarterback for the Bears. But obviously the defense has got some issues, too. And, I mean, whenever you're allowing over 50 points, you know, you got some issues over there. But it's gonna take this season for Ben to get his footing and try to figure out things. And I thought it was pretty interesting that in I don't know if you saw like the highlights from the press conference. I was watching that his post game, and when he was talking about Detroit, he said, you know, and as far as you know their quarterback, I thought he had a good game. I mean, he wouldn't mention his name.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah,
that's very strange considering you were his primary coach for the last, you know, two seasons as his coordinator.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was
that
gave off a weird vibe.
Yeah, it really did. Well, and speaking of weird vibes, sorry about your Miami Dolphins. Brian Hall on with me tonight. Longtime co-host of the Monday Night Sports Freaks in Asheville. He's also a Dolphins fan. And, man, that's been a rough start. And I wonder how much longer your coach is going to be around.
Until Friday morning when he starts work at Best Buy.
After Thursday night's loss to the Bills, that's what you're predicting?
Thursday night is going to, you know, we'll probably get beat 100-0. and then after that, he will start work at Best Buy on Friday, Stephen Ross. Or maybe Ross will have, Ross will call in a favor, and he could work at a Ross Dress for Less, you know, somewhere. I don't know if Ross owns all those. I don't think he does. But you know, the name sounds good. But
it does.
You know, it's over. It's over for Mike McDaniel, and then the general manager Chris Greer, he'll get fired the day after the season.
Wow.
On Black Monday, but it's just 245 days to get ready for that opener, and it was just that was the worst game that I've ever seen. I mean, maybe I'll go back to a Cam Cameron, you know, Dolphins team where Rich Camarillo, that one, they were 1-15, and Rich Camarillo had that miracle touchdown, you know, against the Ravens to win that one game of the season. But, you know, it was bad. I mean, just every facet, and Tua was awful. And they had chances to win yesterday against the Patriots, but once again, pre-snap penalties, turnovers, a lot of stuff that in year four you should not be having.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not getting the confidence of the team, and it shows. And his post-game press conference, I mean, it was like he knew what's coming because at this opportunity, I know that the talent level, they didn't build a team to win this year. I know the talent level isn't that great, but you should have been 2-0 before you start playing a team like the Bills. And so I think that you'll see a change come, because at least playing Thursday night, you know, you get 10 days to get comfortable with the transition to an interim coach. And that'll probably be Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator. And, you know, we'll see how that all plays out. But yeah, when the fans are paying for a plane to fly over the stadium that says "Fire McDaniel, Fire Greer," you know that the fan base is not happy, and we've had enough.
I've got a lot of Dolphin fans who are friends, and yeah, they speak the same word, and they may have helped pay for that plane that flew over. Hey, so yesterday in the Panthers game, Carolina was down 27-9, came back in the fourth quarter, recovered an onside kick, 27-22, got the ball around midfield. I was watching it, I was getting exciting, and then I have zero clue what they tried to do offensively, because Young just stayed in the pocket. They never once rolled him out, never once tried to do something different. He was getting balls batted down. There were a bunch of penalties. It was an ugly finish. He finally got sacked to end the game. I'm like, how do you come all the way back and then get the ball back and then do that? I didn't quite figure out what they were trying to do with Bryce Young there in the closing minutes, because they could have won that game.
Yeah, and the Cardinals gave him every opportunity to win that game.
Yep, sure did.
They kept committing penalties, holding on the defense, keeping the drive alive. You know, they tried to pounce on the onside kick and missed it, and Panthers get it, which is like, what, 5% conversion rate?
First time ever. First time they've ever recovered one. Yeah, first time they've ever recovered one, too, in Panther history.
Yeah. And you know, nowadays with the rule change, you actually have to say, hey, I'm going to try an onside kick now. You have to announce it.
Got to telegraph it.
I mean, you know, to be able to do that and have that opportunity and then to see it crumble down around you, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. And it ended, by the way, just like the other Alabama quarterback, Tua got sacked on the last chance, the last play of the game on fourth down, and there you go. Alabama quarterback number two, Bryce Young. Both these guys are just, in my mind, we've seen enough. They're not going to get over the top on this. And it's a shame, but, I'm done with Bama quarterbacks. I mean, Hurts is the only one that he was right to transfer out. You know, he's got himself a Super Bowl ring now, but that was pretty bad ending to that game.
Oh, it surely was. And let's talk a little college football. Of course, we both love the Wolfpack very much. Matter of fact, you're a graduate of NC State. I'm a huge fan, and we had a lot of fun on Monday nights being the two Wolfpack guys in Buncombe County singing the red and white praises all night long. 3-0. I would say the Cardiac Pack are alive and well, because all three games could easily have been three losses.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I wish that they could bottle up whatever it is in the second half.
Me too.
That they do. I don't know whether it's something that they drink or eat at halftime, but especially that defense, you know. But it the way they play in the second half against Virginia and stopping East Carolina on that fourth down. I mean, to win that first game, I love the grit of this team. You know, I love the heart of this team. I love Sloan back there making plays at middle linebacker, and I love the way that they're aggressive and that they attack. And I think, look, C.J. Bailey's off to a great start. He's making all the right decisions, and he's growing before our eyes. And, you know, it's a fun start to the season, and I think this Duke game is going to be one that is going to be a classic. Because if I'm State, I got to look back at last year and think about that embarrassment
that
took place at Wallace-Wade Stadium.
Me too.
I mean, you know, that was just god-awful. And they should be coming out ready to avenge that loss and be fired up. And, you know, they're looking at 4-0, and then, you know, a Virginia Tech team that's not good at all. I mean, 5-0, and I don't know who they play after that, but, you know, that's a good start. And you're only one win away from being eligible for that pinstripe bowl.
I'll tell you, that's our goal. We Wolfpack fans start there, and then we go up. So who knows, maybe we'll go up a little bit. All right, James.
Because the back half of that schedule is really tough.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think there's a Miami team on there. There's a Florida State team on there. And I tell you what, just like I saw somebody tweeted out back after week one, just like John Swofford predicted years ago, Miami and Florida State are atop the ACC. And right now, they are the two best teams, along with our beloved Wolfpack and Georgia Tech. Because how about the Ramblin' Wreck getting that victory over Clemson? And the Tigers are in trouble.
Yeah, I love that coach there, Brandon Key at Georgia Tech. Last year, he won my respect when they beat Notre Dame over there in Ireland, you know, to kick off the season. And to see them put together that effort. And like you said in the post game, this is nothing new for us. I mean, you know, what is their record now? Six of seven against, top 10 teams or something, you know, when they're playing them. I mean, it's incredible. And, King, their quarterback, he's hard to handle and he's making good decisions. And, the way that they were able just to slice and dice that Clemson defense was impressive. And to run that chaos drill, you know, to get the special teams out there, get that kicking unit out there with 15 seconds to go, no timeouts, and nail a 55-yarder, you know, was so impressive. And, he's a great coach, man. I mean, I love his attention to detail, and It's good to see Georgia Tech, as one of the better teams in the ACC.
Yeah, the Yellow Jackets were one of those teams. I was kind of like, all right, that's a team to look out for. And now they got that victory. And on the flip side, Clemson Tigers 1-2 and have not looked good in any game. It didn't look great against LSU. They trailed Troy for most of the game. Then they lose. So is there trouble in Tiger Town?
I think that. Dabo might want to rethink it next time when he says, I think this team's going to go 16-0. Yeah. You might want to rethink that, because I can't figure them out. I mean, supposedly they have all this talent and this NFL talent, and to just be so bad at running the football, and, you know, it's, I don't know, man. I mean, it's hard to figure out. And to sit there all off season and, you know, have them predicted to win the league and contend for the national championship, and then, I mean, absolute thud at the start of this. I can't. There's nothing that stands out right now in these first three games that's any good. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you're trailing Troy. LSU, you got a grand total of 10 points, and then you go on the road, you know, against Georgia Tech and just get, you know, run on, and they run the ball down your throat and are, you know, in position to win the game and kick the field goal. And it is a rough start down there. So,
No doubt.
He's not in trouble by any means, but it's a massive letdown from all the high expectations.
I think so. Notre Dame 0-2, but still ranked. I'm not shocked by that at all because everybody seems to love Notre Dame in the national media. All right, so Brian Hall's on with me. Now, I want to kind of step away from sports for a little bit because you are the executive director of Eblen Charities. You guys have been doing a lot with a lot of folks around West North Carolina. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Helene. I've had you down to Back Cave and Girton here in the county before. You've seen the destruction. You've seen what we've been going through. You've seen the recovery that's going on. So you've been knee-deep in it. And as we enter the one-year anniversary, just kind of want to give you a chance because you were on the air with 570 and all the iHeart stations around the clock for weeks after the storm. You have been so involved with this storm. Kind of just a few minutes, if you want to take it, just kind of your thoughts and where we stand today since Helene hit here almost a year ago.
Well, the media inquiries from TV stations have been coming in.
I'm sure.
I just was speaking today with Queen City News.
Okay.
You know, they're going to come up and do a feature. John Lee, our buddy, he's down there. It wasn't John, but it was another reporter. But, you know, I'm sort of mixed about the whole thing. I was talking
to
one of the Craig family today, and, and you know, we see every day, and we're still dealing with it every day, you know, what took place, and seeing these people try to recover, and of course, everybody thinks about their loved ones that they lost, you know, that day, that if that was, you know, the case, and so it's going to be a time, you know, when everyone is remembering that it was a year ago, and I'll tell you, sometimes it feels like a year ago, sometimes it feels like 10 years ago, sometimes it feels like yesterday, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm standing out here and in Lake Tomahawk talking to you, and this was the only place that when the rain stopped that I was able to get out, crawl over trees and get out of my neighborhood and come down here, and I was able to get one little bar and send a text out, you know, to our, my loved ones, you know, the dad and mom and Janet's like, you know, we're okay, but it's gonna, this is bad. And, you know, it's, I know this much. We still need a lot of help financially.
Yes, yes,
you know,
we do.
The government funds have been slow to come in. And the state funds, you know, they're out there as well. But it's still going to be a long process. It's still going to be, it's going to take a while to recover from this. But, you know, we've been able to celebrate, a lot of victories too. A lot of people that have been able to move back into their homes.
Oh yeah.
And, to be able to see those and have blessings in Swannanoa with homes that we helped pay for to get electrical and plumbing and get everything back up and running. You know, those are the kind of moments that we celebrate, and that's what we have to carry with us, you know, every day.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we had a good chance to kind of get back in the sports groove after a while. I'll never forget any time we've had those opportunities, kind of get back in there and have a little bit of sense of normalcy. And we've seen a lot of businesses come back. We've seen people have started coming back, especially here in Henderson County. But, you know, but there's still our friends in Back Cave and Girton and down in Chimney Rock and Lake Lure and Rutherford County, and then even down in the Deep Gap and Big Hungry area. They're still hurting. They still need help. And just so people know, we've talked about it before. I'm just going to tell real quick for Henderson County. We're just going to have a moment of silence at high noon on Saturday the 27th. We ask everyone in the county, put an alert on your phone to remind yourself at 12 o'clock just to do that. And then we're going to ring the bell at the historic courthouse. That bell has only been rang a few times, 12 times, once for all 12 lives that were lost in Henderson County during the storm. And so we're going to do that just a way to honor those folks. And, yeah, because, again, right now we still got a long way to go. So there's no reason to have a bunch of speeches and have a big event. We got to try and recover. And So, all right, man. Took a little detour there, but always good catching up with you. Where are you guys Friday night for your high school football?
So it will be Watauga at Irwin
night. Cool. So. And Irwin got a big win over Hendersonville in overtime Friday night. So a big win.
Yeah.
Their first of the year. Hard to believe that. First of the year.
I know. And you know, look, Watauga is the ultimate rinse and repeat, and we are so well coached, and they run that option offense that is so tough to stop. And so that's going to be a big challenge for the Warriors on Friday.
All right, brother. And we got Hendersonville and Mitchell. Matter of fact, Caron Ward's going to be on with me here in just a little bit. Well, man, always good catching up. Brian Hall, my good friend, longtime co-host. Love you, brother, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds Sounds good, brother. Have a great night.
All right, see ya. So Brian Hall, longtime co-host of mine on the Monday Night Sports Freak. It's always good to catch up with him. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, time talks a little high school football. Caron Ward from Hendersonville going to join me next. You're listening to the Sports Freak Hour here on WTZQ.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Eggs Classic Up breakfast, Grill. Only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
This is Charlie Brown inviting you to join me on the beach Sunday afternoons 3 to 6 here on WTZQ AM 1600 and the Q 95.3 FM.
On the Beach with Charlie Brown, sponsored in part by Simpson's Plumbing and Septic on Grove Street in Hendersonville.
From the WTZQ Weather Department, this is Paul Speranza with your Monday evening forecast. Those clouds continue to streak in from the east to the west tonight. There's a chance for a sprinkle out there. Otherwise, temperatures by the morning on the mild side in the upper 50s. And then during the day on Tuesday, we'll see a lot of passing clouds, but by the afternoon, those clouds will thicken up. And at that time, we cannot rule out some showers developing across the area. The temperatures by that time in the middle 70s.
And welcome back to the Monday Night Sports Freak here on WTZQ. Or the Sports Freak Hour, I'm sorry. I had my Monday Night Sports Freak co-host on with me there earlier, and I totally forgot the name of my show here now. So the Sports Freak Hour, let's head back over to the Mountain Credit Union Hotline and bring in the head coach of the Hendersonville Bearcats, Coach Caron Ward. And, Coach, unfortunately, you guys took a loss on Friday night, come from behind to make it a close game, but lost in overtime to Irwin. But, man, that was a tough one, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, man, that was a hard one to get over, and honestly, still not over it, and we got to get back to the drawing board and fix some things that we just didn't do well and try to get a win on Friday.
Yeah, so and again, it's an Irwin team that was hungry for a victory, came in 0-3, and again, it was what? Y'all were down two scores, I think, in the fourth quarter? And came back, so just talk about the comeback, because you guys, just to get the game into overtime, was quite impressive.
Yeah, I mean, we just had to kind of buckle down and go for what we know, man. Or it was either that or lose the game in regulation, and we didn't feel like just giving the game away because we were down two quarters. So, you know, we just had to take care of our business and try to get the game.
All right, so now we are getting ready for our game of the week, and it is the Western Highlands Conference once again, correct? Is that the title of the conference?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, so it's bringing it back because that was a conference you used to be in years ago. So Mitchell is coming to town, a Mitchell team that, if you think back, they've been a state championship caliber team just in recent years, 2-2 on the season. And they bring some challenges, don't they? Because they play a different brand of football than we play in Hendersonville, don't they?
I mean, kind of, yeah. They want to bring a physical run right at you, hit you in the teeth kind of style. Which you know, that's you know, we've kind of handled that throughout the season so far with teams that are physical. We've been able to kind of overcome that. But they do present some challenges. They are good at what they do. They get guys in the right spaces, and they got big kids that are strong, and they block well up front. So we got to be on our A game. We got to tackle better, and we got to put them in some situations to where they got second, third, and long, to where they don't just get to kind of hold on to the ball.
Yeah, take the air out of the football. One of the things that you think about them loving to do that, Mountain Heritage loves to do that. Are you looking forward to being back in this conference? Because, again, it's a conference that Hendersonville was a part of several years ago.
I mean, it is, to a degree, kind of nostalgic, being that we've been out of there, I think, probably like 12 years. But
yeah,
I think that it's not really excited because I've done it before.
Right.
And I guess it's because I know what to expect.
Yeah.
I'm just honestly, I mean, I'm excited to get another opportunity to get this bad taste out of my mouth with this loss.
Oh, I'm sure. And I tell you what, look at y'all, again, listening to the recap as I was driving in, sound like you guys ran the ball a lot. Was that kind of a big running attack game that you guys had against Irwin?
It was 50-50.
Okay.
We had, I think we had, it was 31 or 32 passes and maybe 31 runs. It was even.
Okay, there we go. I think most of the scores came on the ground as I was listening to that. And just talk about your offense, because we've seen you guys a couple times this year, and we know what your son Jerron Ward's done at quarterback. But Mr. Buford at tailback, he has really been a pleasant surprise for you, or do you kind of expect him to be as good as he's been here these last couple weeks?
Nah, it's no surprise.
Yeah.
We've always known what Boston was. We had a 4-year starter at tailback, so we didn't need another back necessarily. But he's done well, man. He worked his tail off in the winter, the spring, and the summer, and that's what you see out on the field. He definitely earned it for sure. But offensively, Friday we started out kind of slow. We had some missed assignments and things like that, and that kind of hurt us. But yeah, we had three rushing touchdowns Friday and two passing touchdowns.
Okay.
So I mean, it was a balanced effort. We almost had 500 yards of offense.
Yeah.
It's just the little stuff. We had three turnovers for the first time this year. We lost the turnover battle, which was a key contributor to us losing.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, and up front, I always love watching you guys play. Tamir Barber's had a good start to the season. And how big has he been for you guys on defense?
Hey, who'd you say again?
Barber. Mr. Barber.
Oh, T, yeah. Big
yeah.
T, yeah, man.
Big T.
He's that fella, man, again, he's one of those guys that had a great winter, great spring, great summer. And you can see it. He's hard. He's a hard one to block. And it's just his energy, his effort, his passion. He ran a running back down Friday. That was getting held, got out for the hold, and ran the back down. That just goes to him and how hard he works and how much he wants to win. Tamir is a premier player for us, and
yeah.
I hope he grows another 3-4 inches before
right.
he graduates, because he definitely will be a steal for somebody.
Oh, I agree, because he's been fun to watch, no doubt. Caron Ward, head coach of the Harrisville Bearcats, on with us. That'll be our Mountain Credit Union Friday night football game of the week. We'll be at Hendersonville as the Bearcats play host to Mitchell. So Coach, you won the county championship. Congratulations, by the way. I haven't talked to you since you guys beat North and went 3-0 against the other county schools. 3-1 to finish the non-conference. Now you get into the conference. Do you kind of break it up like that? You know, we got these four games. Win the county championship. That's kind of goal number one. Get through with a winning record in the non-conference, goal number two. And now it's goal number three to run the table or at least win the conference. Is that kind of how you break down the season?
Yeah, we go county, non-conference, conference playoffs is kind of how we do it.
Yeah, gotcha. So now you're getting into the conference. And kind of looking at that conference, I mean, again, Mountain Heritage, we know how good they are. We saw Owen against West Henderson on a Friday night. They're a better football team this year than they've been in some years past. So, but, you know, Madison's in there. You've got Avery. Of course, you got Mitchell coming up this week. So again, you know, there's going to be some opportunities, but you got to play the games, don't you? Because you never know what's going to happen. And when Mountain Heritage rolls into town here in a few weeks, you know what they're going to bring. So it's going to be important, I guess, to keep your guys going all this time and to keep the energy level up.
Yeah, and honestly, man, we're just taking it a week at a time.
Yep.
Like we got to focus on the task at hand, especially coming off of a loss.
Yeah.
So we got to kind of pick ourselves up and dust ourselves off. and get back to our brand of football, creating turnovers, getting points off turnovers, and trying to be explosive on offense and kind of protecting the defense in that matter to where they can get after people because they're fresh and they're not spending a lot of time chasing people on defense because we're not making anything happen on offense.
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation with Coach Whitaker the other night about this, you know, just asking, hey, are people looking at Zane? Are they looking at your guys? You know, same thing with you guys with Albany and, of course, your son. And a lot of your guys are juniors. You got a lot of underclassmen. But he was mentioning just kind of with the transfer portal and the way stuff is, that recruiting has changed as a whole. Have you seen that, too, as far as maybe not as much contact from coaches all throughout the season? And do you kind of point the finger a little bit at how college athletics has been played now and run now with the portal and NIL and all that stuff?
Yeah, it is different. A lot of the contact that we have is during the spring. Most of the time, we don't get a lot of contact just because they're busy with what they have going on. But we don't see a huge amount of contact during the season anyway. But the portal does hurt our guys. Unfortunately, and it's just something that we got to learn to kind of work around and deal with.
No doubt. And so, have you guys had very many looks? Have you had guys that kind of maybe have an offer or two, or got some people knocking on the door, or sending them postcards or anything?
We don't have anybody that has any offers yet.
Right.
We got guys that are like, we got a couple guys that have been invited up to have game day invites as recruits, to go to different places. So we got some guys trying to figure that out, and we are, you know, just working, man, and trying to get these coaches in here and to see these guys because they are working their butts off and playing hard, and so just trying to get these guys the opportunity to be at the next level.
All right, man. Well, I'll see you down on the field Friday night. Looking forward to it. It's our Friday night football game of the week. Brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, as we'll be down there for Hendersonville hosting Mitchell. Looking forward to seeing you Friday night, Coach.
All righty, man. I was good speaking with you and having me on, man.
Thank you, brother. Talk to you later. All right, Caron Ward, head coach of the Hendersonville Bearcats, on with us tonight. Let's take our final break of the night. When we come back, we're going to head down to the Raleigh area, bring in Mr. James Henderson. He is the publisher of Inside Pack Sports. Get his thoughts on the Wolfpack 3-0 start and a little bit more. You are listening to the Sports Week Hour here on WTZQ.
Horizon Heat and Air, your local trained comfort specialist, is a proud sponsor of high school sports coverage on WTZQ. With their professionally trained staff, affordable pricing, and fast service, Horizon Heat and Air is the local source to deliver comfort for your home or business.
Eggs Up Grill.
Eggs Up Grill. Classic breakfast, only $8 before 8 a.m.
Score!
Best burgers, salads, and wraps in town.
Score!
Lots of free parking.
Score!
Eggs Up Grill on Spartanburg Highway next to Planet Fitness. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, I'm Bernie Miller with Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage. Do you have a stiff neck, sore back, achy knees, or hips? Maybe a headache that just won't quit. I help people feel better, whether you're an athlete or just tired of hurting. My sessions are easy, personalized, and totally pain-free. We'll work together to get you moving better and living with less pain. Let's get you feeling good again. Blue Ridge Medical and Sports Massage, where pain ends and performance begins. Call me at 243-3127, and I'll get you on the schedule.
This hour's Q-Tip is brought to you by Epperson Tree.
Epperson Tree is proud to serve Hendersonville and surrounding communities. With Epperson Tree, you're not just hiring a company. You're hiring a skilled and passionate team with values that remain firmly grounded. Epperson Tree, your reliable and ethical partner in tree care.
Join Thrive for the annual Biz and Blues event on October 11th from 5 to 9 at Continuum Arts. This year's event will feature great food, live blues music, and a silent auction featuring local items and experiences. Tickets are $75, which includes one drink. All proceeds support mental health and housing services in our community. For more information, visit thriveforhealth.org. That's thrive, the number 4, health.org.
At Mountain Credit Union, you're more than a number, you're a neighbor. We bring you the personal service of a small-town credit union, plus offer the latest technology. Tap-to-pay debit cards, remote deposit, and loans to fit your needs from local people you know and trust. Mountain Credit Union, where community meets convenience. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by a local branch to learn more.
You smell that? That's the real deal. Jamaican Jerk Kitchen, baby. They got juicy jerk chicken so good it'll make you want to dance. Tender oxtail, curry shrimp, meat pies that are delicious, plantains, all cooked with love, island style. And don't worry, the only thing spicy on the menu is the jerk chicken, mon. Look for the red, green, and yellow building across from Ingalls on Asheville Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Jamaican Jerk Kitchen. Flavor so real, you'll feel the breeze, mon.
Ah, Mark Warwick on there talking about some food. I'm starting to get hungry. It's almost dinner time at the Morgan House as we wrap up tonight's show here, the Sports Freak Hour. Let's head down to Raleighwood and bring in Mr. James Henderson. He is the publisher of Inside Pack Sports. Hendo, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, it's always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you working with me. I had him at the top of the show, and then I was moving everybody around, but you guys, Coach Doran had his meeting a little bit later today, and I tell you what, man, the Wolfpack fans, I know it hadn't been the prettiest of victories, but at the end of the day, State's 3-0, and State fans should be happy, right?
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of ugly losses, and we can call them pretty ugly. You know, you don't even want to label the losses, so trust me, when you can get a win and you look across and see what some of these other teams are doing, you'll take them however you can get them. So, yeah, I mean, 3-0, you haven't really had your, and again, I want to say no offense to Campbell, but right. You haven't had those matchups yet, right?
That's true.
So to beat East Carolina and Wake and Virginia, and I think I saw a stat where those three teams outside of NC State, they're all undefeated. So you know, you've beaten 3 2-1 teams up to this point. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
No doubt. And like I said, it maybe has not been that pretty, but I tell you, I think coming into this, we knew the offense was going to be pretty good. We figured the defense could struggle. Maybe they figured some stuff out in the second half. But offensively, man, C.J. Bailey, don't you just love watching him play?
Yeah, he's made a lot of improvements. He looks much improved from his true freshman year, which is what your hope is, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was kind of put in a tough position last year, having to play in a year where NC State had a ton of expectations. You know, it's tough. Because a lot of times when you go into a season starting a true freshman, and you're like me. I mean, we remember back when you couldn't just go out and get a portal guy every year.
Right.
Sometimes you just had to play a young guy, and you know, in those years you expected there to be growing pains, and that would be your year where you're rebuilding maybe. Well, last year, I mean, NC State went into that season with a lot of expectation with Grayson McCaw and some of the other guys, and so for him to be put in that position where they were expecting him to win games. It was tough, and he had his growing pains, and I think State came out on the other side of it looking pretty good right now because he's been so efficient, so clean, only one turnover through three games. He's really taking care of the ball, making good decisions, and I just think you see an offense that just each week it feels like it's hitting better and better, and that's what you want to see.
Yeah, and you got to be able to run the ball some, and there's no doubt Hollywood Smothers has been doing that pretty good. Duke Scott's been coming in and getting some pretty good reps as well, but that balance has been nice, and Hollywood looked really good against Wake Forest.
Yeah, I mean, in the offseason, I was telling anybody who would listen to me that I thought Hollywood Smothers was NC State's best player, and
wow.
I just did not see a way, if he was healthy, he wouldn't have a monster year.
Yeah.
Because, for one, he's really good. I mean, you go and look at his numbers from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he took over that backfield, and you're talking about a backfield that had Jordan Waters in it, who was a fifth-year senior from Duke, who was an honorable mention All-ACC player.
Right.
So to take over that backfield as a redshirt freshman tells you how talented he was. And then the fact that NC State actually was going to commit to him this year. You know, you've been following NC State just as long as I have.
Yeah.
This is the first time they've had a feature back since 2018.
Yeah, been a while.
They've split that backfield up. And so going into it knowing he's going to get 15 to 20 carries a week, and his talent, yeah, and you're seeing it. He's leading the ACC in rushing, and he's just had a monster start to his season.
No doubt. James Henderson with Inside Pack Sports on with us tonight here on the Sports Freak Hour, and he's on the Mountain Credit Union Hotline. All right, so a trip to Durham is coming up next. That'll be Saturday, 4 o'clock kickoff in Duke, or at Duke. And again, that's a Duke team. They're 1-2, but don't let that record deceive you. They lost at home to Illinois. went on the road and lost at Tulane, which I thought was kind of funny, the $7 million quarterback losing to the team he came from. But Duke's pretty good, and Wolfpack fans remember what happened in Wallace Wade just a year ago. So hopefully the Packs show up and get the job done on Saturday.
Yeah, this will not be an easy game, I don't think, for NC State.
I don't think
so either. When I did my season prediction, this was one I had marked as a loss for State.
Yeah.
And I don't feel really any different about it. I think the spot's tough. I think Duke can score. And I think it's going to be tough. Now, that doesn't mean NC State can't win it. But, yeah, I'm not fooled by the two losses. I mean, Illinois is a ranked team. Tulane had a ton of motivation playing against their former quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
And they're a good team.
Yeah.
You know, they're a team that, well, they went 9-10 games last year.
Yeah.
That's a good program. So those losses, to me, that's, yeah, you can't look at it. I think Duke's a good, solid team, and it's going to be tough for State. But offense, I feel like, you know, a lot of the saying back in the day, defense travels, right? Well, I think
mm-hmm.
offense travels now.
Yeah.
And I think when you have an offense, because you're going to be in spots where you got to win shootouts.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times. And so I think NC State's offense is going to certainly give them more than a chance to win that game.
And I mentioned it earlier, but do you think the defense maybe figured something out? Because that was a totally different group in the second half of the Wake Forest game. Had they figured something out, you think?
That's the hope, right? That's
yeah.
the spin we're hoping for. I mean, that's what we're telling ourselves. Hopefully whatever Wake was calling didn't just run out of, you know, run out of magic or whatever, because you watch it, it felt like a flip switch.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, NC State got a 3-and-out right before halftime, and Wake just couldn't do anything the rest of the game. 40
yeah.
yards in the second half. Didn't pick up a first down, I don't believe, until the final drive when the game was
yep.
basically over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think State has some talent on that side of the ball. I think the thing is, changing coordinators, bringing in a bunch of transfers,
mm-hmm. yep.
you had to, it's going to take some time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You need to figure out how you want to play, who you want to play, and your hope is that's the stuff they're figuring out right now. Because if they can get the defense to just be good, and I will give them some credit. These first three games, they've had to come up with stops, and they've done it. Right, to go to the East Carolina game, they had to get a fourth down stop, they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Interception in the end zone against Virginia. So they're being opportunistic, which is, you know, it's better than nothing. And if
yes.
you compare it, like I said, with a quality offense, it's going to give you a chance.
And when you look through the first 3 weeks, still a lot of football to be played. But are you surprised to see Clemson's already got a conference loss? You got Miami and Florida State appear to be the class act. Georgia Tech, a team I think you and I both, last time we talked, we both kind of like the rambling wreck. But 3 weeks in, I think Clemson to me is the one I'm like, wow, I really didn't see that coming.
Yeah, if I were Clemson, I'd be a Clemson fan. I'd be a little upset that they're not more active in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And I think it just is catching up to them. You know, I was watching that game against Georgia Tech, and no offense to Adam Randall, who they had at running back, but you're Clemson. You don't need to be playing a converted wide receiver at running back. That doesn't
right.
make any sense to me. Go in the portal and get a running back. Right? And I mean, and
yeah.
I think they're trying to do it organically. And look, you can still be good.
Oh, yeah.
You can still be really good.
Yeah.
I just don't think Clemson doesn't want to be really good or good.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they're elite. They're special.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if you can do that. I mean, I was watching. You watch Tennessee, Georgia, and look at the amount of transfers
mm-hmm.
both those teams were playing.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, and so it's just hard. It's hard playing it the way they're playing it. And Dabo's been stubborn. You go and look at their last 10 games, it's not pretty.
Yeah.
And it's not vintage Clemson. And
nope.
So am I a little surprised? Yeah, I think a lot of people had Clemson winning the league. And they can still make a run. Look, last year they were left dead in the water, and they found a way to get into the title game, and they stole it, I thought, you know,
yeah.
when beating SMU. But, yeah, I'm surprised they're where they're at, because I had 3-0 at this point coming into the year.
Yeah.
But give Georgia Tech credit. You know, Georgia Tech's in a great spot right now.
They are. They're playing great. I thought they were going to be the one, my outsider, to kind of make a run at the conference championship game. All right, James Henderson on with us. Inside Pack Sports, can't let you go without at least talking a little bit of hoops, because I think Wolfpack Nation is thrilled that Will Wade is there. He has got picked up one new player, got another big guy that came in. So what has it been like down there? Just kind of take me into Raleigh. How excited are people to get to men's basketball season down there?
What are we, 26 days away?
I think so, something like that.
Am I counting? I'm counting. I'm, you know, I hope. right? I mean, let's throw a number out there because that's where everybody's at. They're counting down the days, man.
Oh, they, yeah.
They can't wait, and you know it like me.
Yeah.
Look, football makes the money. NC mm-hmm. State, for me, is going to be a basketball school.
Amen, brother.
I mean, it's a basketball school.
Yeah.
And having a guy like Will Wade who is going to win, mm-hmm. I say it definitively, he's going to win.
Yeah.
The guy's going to win, and he's going to win big, in my opinion. And I think they've got a chance to win this year. Look at what Pat Kelsey did at Louisville.
I can see
NC State doing that under Will Wade
and
being right there in the mix to win the ACC. But it's an exciting time because, you know, I grew up, you know, I remember growing up 10, 9, 10, 11, laying on the floor listening to the radio, listening to basketball games on the radio.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to listen to football games, and I love football. But it was basketball as an NC State fan for me growing up. And so
Amen.
To have this type of excitement, you know, it's fun. It's fun, and I think it's something that NC State fans are going to really gravitate to once they start winning because the tradition is there, and I think Wade knows what to do. He's done it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
We're a couple weeks out from the start of the season. We actually have media day with them next week, which
cool.
kind of signifies it with them officially starting practice. So
yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, and you know, you think about it, have not played game one. Will Wade's only been there for a few months, and they just picked up a 4-star commitment, you know, last week. So, like, how in the world do you get commitments coming in when you don't even know what the team's going to look like or the coach is going to do? That says something about the excitement you have around Mr. Wade. All right, brother, always good catching up with you. We'll holler at you down the road and get you back again. And are you heading to Durham on Saturday? You going to be down there?
I can't. I'm not going, man. Every
okay.
time... Yeah, I'm a superstitious
That's
person.
Fine, that's fine.
And you know, I cover NC State, I run NC State website, I'm also an alum.
Yeah.
Look, I'll tell you how it is for me. I was at the Virginia game, covering that one, a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
I left at halftime.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you know what happened after halftime?
They won.
NC State was down. Yep. There you go.
Hey, listen, you're on that group text with us. I quit at halftime at Wake Forest. I put my phone up. I didn't watch anything, and we came back. So I may not watch the Duke game Saturday. Hey, James, always good talking to you, my friend. We'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, take care now.
Thanks. All right, James Henderson with Inside Pack Sports. Always good talking to him. He loves the Wolfpack like so many ups around here do. And, you know, listen, and I know I'm a big Wolfpack homer. I know I got a lot of friends who are Tar Heel fans and are Duke fans, stuff like that. You know, but I always love talking about the Pack. And one thing we didn't mention earlier, I thought about it. We talked some college football here tonight. I failed to bring up the fact that Mr. Belichick got his first home win on Saturday, a big whooping of the Richmond Spiders. And Carolina has got to play UCF this week. I think they go on the road for that one, too. So that'll be a big matchup. Florida comes to Miami, a big matchup in the state of Florida. Of course, the Gators have lost two in a row and have dropped out of the top 25. South Carolina got beat by Vanderbilt. They dropped out of the top 25. As I mentioned briefly a while ago, Brian Hall, Notre Dame is 0-2, but guess what? They're still ranked 24th in the country. I'm like, come on, seriously? I mean, Notre Dame just always seems to, they'll be the first four-loss team to find a way to get into the playoffs. I hope that doesn't happen, but it could happen. Hey, great show tonight. Once again, special thanks to Brian Hall, my old Monday night co-host, for talking some college and NFL with me tonight. Caron Ward, head coach of Hendersonville, just a reminder, Mountain Credit Union Friday Night Football. We will be on the road. No, we won't. We won't be on the road. We'll be at Hendersonville High School for a ball game against Mitchell on Friday night. Looking forward to that call. Ron Wagner will be with me for the first time this year. And then just heard from James Henderson, Inside Pack Sports. Hey, if you love football, we got a doubleheader tonight. Tampa Bay at Houston kicks off here in just a few minutes. And then at 10 o'clock, we have got Las Vegas, the Raiders, hosting the Los Angeles Chargers. So we got a lot of going on. Of course, we've got baseball in full swing. We just got, maybe about 14 or 15 more games left before the end of the regular season. So a little bit of playoff jockeying going on for positioning. We'll see what happens. Dodgers and Phillies open a big series in L.A. tonight. So, we got a lot of good stuff going on. So we'll keep you updated on that. I'll be back next week. We'll talk some more football, and we'll mix in some local stuff as well. Once again, you'll hear me Friday night on the call of Mitchell at Hendersonville. The Party UNCL pregame show starts at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is at 7:30. So we'll see you then. We'll talk to you then. And until then, hope you have yourself a great week, a great evening, and stay safe out there, everybody.
You've You've been listening to the Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan. To listen to the podcast of tonight's show, go to WTZQ.com. Click on Programs and scroll down to the Sports Freak Hour. The Sports Freak Hour with Mike Morgan, Monday nights at 6 p.m. right here on WTZQ. Sponsored by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina since 1963. Horizon Heat and Air, unmatched quality, service, and price. And Eggs Up Grill, serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week.